Censorship is like a proud germ, carried from flower to flower, insidious to subside the pollen stolen from zealots like me and you, who speak intelligent truths about men who aim to insult our souls, men who parade and play the roles of host in social circles, salons, parlors, and poetry dens, where poetry is spoken to cover their sins, not realizing poetry is something you live, not something you do. Not committing an offensive act where the offense is given more value than the life in you. This is a testament, my truth. Like blood, poetry runs through my veins. I need it filtered and evidence that words can cut too. I need it like Dorothy and her red shoes, serving as a compass to the place called home. Poetry is the DNA of me, it's in my backbones. From the age of three, I've stood alone and could sense the cousins of hate translate how they relate to me. Gatekeepers, they boast about their resumes, license to power, pink slips given to me and you upon the hour of our voice. They boast about tomorrows that will never come for weak men who've come undone. Gatekeepers, camouflage to hide hate's ghost against orators and poets who speak filled with the Holy Ghost. With potent minds, words whole and true, spoken vessels for me and you. The spirit of truth cannot be broken. To those who believe in the power of truth, we are the last bastion of men and women unwilling to abolish our voice, polish our words, because freedom of speech is a choice. This is to the men who hate against another. Brutus, Judas, Cassius, silent brothers, whose ignorance stems from their willingness to be servant slave, from the torture fields of remnants, footprints, a poet's grave, those fleeing death with the axe of censorship at their heels. They run the length of fields with their life shortening between breaths. This is to the chorus of souls dead long gone. This is to the chorus of souls who died hung by their own words. This is to the chorus of souls who seed censorship like a flock of birds. This is to the chorus of souls who show fears through tears. This is to the chorus of souls who live in allegiance to silence peers. This is to the chorus of souls who refuse to right wrongs. This is to the next episode of a woman whose poetry is spoken like a soul song, like the penetrating rays of God's sun. This is to the next episode of the last woman standing as her words skydrop like a plane upon landing. This is to the next episode of a woman who looks pure damn ugly in the eye and can dance circles around it. This is to the next episode of a woman with a sexual orgasm that releases cum like words from a voluptuous ring-pierced clit, because love, poetry, and God are my pimps. This is to the next episode of a woman who feels her words have been minimized, restricted, inverted, conflicted, suppressed, redressed to ease another's tortured soul. This is to the next episode of a woman who fights against the powers that be, because censorship does not allow you to see. Censorship is designed to control, extinguish the life spirit of linguists, because our words grip at you and strip you for the hooker you are. Censorship cuts and edits our storyboards that you whore in your editing room. You prostitute, my words must be respected as whole. My words must be respected as whole. This is to the men who try to intercept, infiltrate our troops because they simply cannot relate. Ambitiously trying to silence another. The FCC is your bastard mother, planting seeds in men who look like you and me, but they're thugs, hooligans, Satan's troops, paying high reverence to censorship groups, armies against our poignant intelligence. They feign admiration but live in deference. Their beds, linen, and clothing reek of feces. They sleep in the beds they make, fake their way to host positions, live a life contrary by disposition. They are the men whose breath smells like their own bile. It's in the air they breathe. You know them when they speak, their words are heavier than their deeds. This is to the idea of an exodus. This is to a clan of men who need to purge their hate because they aren't bilingual and can't translate. This is to the men who recognize, like Amistad, censorship is a coffin ship. Freedom of speech should be an inherent gift.